This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Hi, I'm Nicole Goodman.
And I'm Lauren Mishcon.
Every Tuesday, we trial a different self-care practice and report back to you on the results.
And on Friday, we are back to explore more from the world of wellness with the latest news, interviews, feedback from our wonderful listeners, and our challenge of the week.
Welcome back to Self-Care Club, the Epilogue Show. Welcome to Friday's FICA Epilogue Show, where we are taking a deeper dive into this week's practice of FICA. But first,
review of the week.
Have we got a review in?
We do indeed.
Let's hear it then.
Fun and important. As we all have our own unique self-care journey, it's enjoyable to listen to Lauren and Nicole explore the many areas that can make us feel and be better. That's it. Short and sweet.
That is short and sweet and to the point and punchy. I love it.
So thank you, CJL, wherever you are in the UK.
Do you think the show makes you feel and be better?
Makes me feel and be happy.
Ah, better?
Better.
That's all inclusive, isn't it?
I guess so. Does it make you feel and be better?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, because I do take on the practices that we try.
You do?
I know.
You actually do the work.
Yeah.
I do that, isn't it?
I do. Yeah. You do occasionally.
Sometimes I do. If it suits
me. But you're very secretive about it.
Very, very, very. You know me. I'm so mysterious.
She doesn't like to let on that she actually engages in self-care.
No, I don't. You know we've had an email in as well.
Okay.
Messaging.
You said it. You said it like... You know,
there's
big news. We've had an email, one email
We've
in.
We've had lots of emails, but this is the only one that I wish to report on this particular show.
Okay.
Messaging anonymously, please.
Okay.
They say, this morning I caught up on listening to the podcast and thought I'd write in to say that I love both my Shakti mat and pillow.
Fabulous.
Join the club. I originally discovered your podcast a bit late and brought both after I first listened to your Shakti Mat episode, which was either late November or December 2020. I remember it because I was on my way to a job interview. I didn't get it, but it led me to a current job, which I love.
Great.
The other day, my mum started telling me she'd read a story of someone who'd started giving themselves a high five in the mirror and how it had helped their confidence.
Oh,
I said that I'd heard you guys try it on the podcast. We've now started sending each other high five emojis and it really makes me smile. Thank you, ladies. Keep up the good work.
That's very cute.
Oh, that is cute.
Isn't it?
We should send each other high five emojis.
In between what? All the other 25 billion
whilst
messages.
Whilst I'm sitting next to you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just send you a secret one.
We could just high five each other. Hey, girls, quite empowering, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. We didn't do like a motivational thing when we did it, though. We didn't set an intention.
Let's set
for the
an
show.
Intention. Let's set an
okay,
intention
what's our
for the
intention
show?
For the epilogue show?
That it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Witty.
Yeah.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
And informative.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
We missed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's better.
We did it that time. Okay, good. I feel all like riled up now.
Ready to go.
Yeah.
Okay, what are we going to talk about? Should we talk about FICA?
Yeah, we can talk about FICA. How are you getting on with FICA? Any more FICA feedback?
I am loving FICA.
Have you FICA'd with anyone else?
I have. I FICA'd with my husband.
Again?
I now just
again?
Keep
again? How many times a week are you FICA'ing with your husband?
I'm exhausted.
You've been married a long time.
Well, we're enjoying it.
Good.
We're enjoying the FICA.
I'm delighted.
Yeah. Although the other day, we sort of found ourselves on the laptop trying to order some furniture for my daughter's bedroom.
Yeah.
And I kept saying, this is not FICA. We're breaking the rules of FICA.
If you'd done it in IKEA, it would have been FICA though, wouldn't it? Because it would have been a Swedish vibe.
I should do that as a date.
Totally. We could double date.
Now, listen, Lauren and I were just discussing where we were going to go for our Christmas party.
Oh, yes.
Our Christmas party being Lauren.
Yes.
And myself.
Yes.
And perhaps James, if he would like to join us.
If he wants to.
That's debatable.
Teddy the dog.
And that is pretty much it. We have a very small team.
But we can make a party.
Maybe
just
we
the
could
two
go
of us.
To IKEA.
Oh, my God. I would love that, though.
I was joking.
Okay. We don't have to go to IKEA.
Do you want to explain what is on the table?
Mm. In the main show, you know, we had a conversation about, endless conversation about the cinnamon bun. And then I said that a very exciting part of the year is when Gales brings out the Christmas bun. Well, I just went to check now.
She did, bless her.
And lo and behold, la 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 la, it's arrived. The Gales Christmas bun. So I texted Catherine. I hit her up on the WhatsApp. I said, it's here. The Christmas bun's arrived. And she said, that looks like it'll be amazing whilst watching Firefly Lane.
That is so spot on.
Spot on, Catherine, as always.
So that's cinnamon.
No, it's Christmas bun. It's like orangey, lemony, zesty.
May I
Christmas
have a sniff?
Spice. You may have a bite. A sniff. A sniff. Oh, there's no calories in a sniff.
It does smell very Christmassy.
It's real good.
I can't, you know, it's we just good. Went to pay and it came to like
£27.90.
No, it
for
was
for a cinnamon bun.
It was £15 something. And I said, that can't be right. Is that just one?
Yeah.
And the lady said, no, two. And you looked at me and you said, well, you're not going to eat one, are you?
No. Sadly, she won't.
I wouldn't choose. That's not what I would choose. I would have chosen more something more chocolatey if I was going to have a treat.
Okay. I felt like it's here. I obviously had to get it.
Well, come on.
Would have been weird.
We're waiting
not
for
to.
You to give it a go. Give it a
what,
go.
Or eat on the show. That doesn't sound very nice on audio, does it? I might eat it in between recording rather than sort of masticating whilst hosting.
I would put it away so it stays nice and fresh.
Okay, Mum. I finally got to have fika with my sister-in-law because, you know, I didn't get to do it last week.
Yes.
She actually came with her own coffee because she'd obviously just come from somewhere else. And I made my own and she had hers. And then we had a whole fika session. And then she was about to leave and she went, what the fuck? Where were the fucking pastries? I was like, oh my God, you're right. There were no pastries. I felt like a bit of a fika fail. Mini fika fail. Sorry, Eliza.
Fika fail. That is not a thing.
I'm sorry. I
no,
felt
it's not
very
a thing.
Guilty.
No, no. There's no room for feeling bad about yourself whilst having fika.
Oh, I didn't feel bad whilst having the fika. Just, you know.
Post-fika.
Post-fika.
I felt really bad
I had
about
a bit
myself.
Of shame around
maybe
the
it was too early. Maybe I rushed into things.
Maybe.
You know,
maybe.
Will she call me? Won't she?
Will she? Will she still be my sister-in-law?
Yeah.
What will happen now?
Yeah. Has it changed the dynamic? All of that.
Oh, my God. Now you're making me really paranoid.
Yeah. Well, fika brings up a lot of issues.
Deep, deep-rooted shit.
How's your best friend of the show doing? Have you had fika with her again? No. You may think that I am talking about myself, that Lauren figured that I was the best
you're
friend
not
of the
over
show.
It, then.
The one who sits to her left week after week.
Day after day.
Day after day.
Hour after
editing
hour.
The show, emailing people, building a lovely brand with her. You might think that I would have been that person, but no.
Kate Medlin.
And I love Kate.
Best friend of the show.
She is Lauren's best friend of the show. How is Kate?
Are you still not over it?
Best friend of the show. I was never over. I'll never be over it.
I tried actually to fika with Kate yesterday morning. I said, I'm about to go out for the dog walk. We can go have coffee. And she said, you know what? I'm still in bed. I've got a cup of tea and my papers. Do you mind if I just stay cozy? I said, that's fine. No longer best friend of the show.
Well,
best friend of the show.
Well, because you know what would have happened if you'd have asked me. Because I would never have said, I'm in bed with a cup of tea.
You're never in bed.
I just want to stay cozy.
You're never in bed.
I had to go to bed.
Do you?
Yeah. Around 11 o'clock
sure?
most nights, you'll find me in bed.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No, you would have been already out. You would have been like, I've been up for 7 hours. What do you mean you're taking the dog out now?
What time was it?
10 a.m. You've been up?
No, I hadn't taken her out. Oh. I'd been to the gym.
Okay. Okay.
I had been to the gym.
What do the listeners have to say?
Well, I also had a fika fail. Fika fail, it's a thing. Hashtag
fika fail, fail Friday.
I wonder how many hits that's got on TikTok. Probably not
None.
That many.
None. What's your fika fail?
I didn't ask anybody anything
oy,
about
oy.
Fika.
Oh, I'll tell you something quite funny. I was having another walk in the woods, this time alone, bumped into a school friend, school mum, and we were having a whole chat about the podcast and what was going on. She said, what are you doing this week? I said, fika, thinking she would say, what's a fika? Is that? And she said,
what's a fika?
Yeah. And she said, oh yeah, fika. She said, you know, when my husband worked for The Guardian, he tried to implement fika. And they didn't let it in as a policy. And I was like, whoa, you are like the most enlightened self-care couple I've ever known.
Is she now your new best friend of the show?
Yep. Sorry, Karen. Another Karen. Not the Karen from last week. Different Karen. New best friend of the show.
Yeah, just looking for them.
We just talk about self-care in the woods.
And now you're going to start hitting up The Guardian to try and get it implemented and their self-care protocol.
That he tried to implement fika.
Well, I don't love that they didn't take it on.
I love that he was like,
I think that's quite short-sighted.
He was so enlightened that he went in with the idea. Brilliant.
I would like to run it by, do you remember Katie Friedman who came on the show, who was our work-life balance expert?
Yes.
I'd like to hear what she would have to say about a company's policy on fika. Whether she thinks that would be a good thing to bring in or not.
Are there any UK companies that have a fika policy? Because as far as we're aware, we only talked about Volvo and IKEA on the show.
But they're Swedish. Yeah. Well, is Volvo Swedish?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ja?
Yeah. Did you hear how your voice went up there?
Ja.
So I didn't ask any of you. They didn't ask anyone how. I mean, fika fail.
Well, give us some freaking fika feedback, listeners. Hit us up on those DMs.
But is fika going to stay? I mean, what's nice about it is that I fika anyway.
Yeah.
But it's nice having that term so that it feels much more intentional when you go and have a coffee and a walk with a friend.
Agreed.
It's lovely.
Yeah.
So that's our week on fika.
Yeah.
Loving it.
I freaking loved it.
Fika, love it. It's brilliant. It's here to stay.
Yeah.
Right. Let's go on to challenge of the week.
The Self-Care Club. Challenge of the week.
I mean, it's a simple one, clubbers.
Yeah. Very, very simple.
It's a simple one. You are going to ask a friend or a work colleague to guess what?
Fika with you.
Will you fika with me? Will you have fika?
Shall we take fika?
Shall we fika? You don't have to do it in an accent. Lauren always does it
but
in an accent.
But if you do, it would be extra nice. You get would an it? Extra 5 points if you say it with a slight Swedish lilt.
Don't shall you think it will confuse the person? Like, because when you say shall we fika, they're going to be confused anyway. But then adding the Swedish accent.
Well,
I think it's just going to add a level of confusion that is not necessary.
Okay, do it however you like.
Just ask someone and report back on how you find it and if you fika love it like we do.
Do you know, we've had a bit of challenge of the week feedback.
Fika feedback?
It's not on fika. It's just challenge of the week feedback. But I know how you love,
I love
when
a bit
we get
feedback.
Challenge of the week feedback. So here we go. It's from Izzy. She says, I asked my partner if he thought I was humble. He said he thought I was pretty humble, more so than him, but it's not something he'd ever thought about. I've also been practicing saying no this week.
Well, come on. What did you say no to, Izzy? We need information.
Deets. More deets. No, that was it.
Have you been hanging out with a 14-year-old?
Maybe. Every day.
That means details, I assume.
Yeah, it means details. Yeah.
Izzy. We would like to know what you've said no to. Mm-hmm. We think that's totally fabulous that you are taking part in our challenge of the week. Anyone else taking part in challenge of the week? Let us know. Hit us up. Can I say hit us up?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Can I say it.
Can I pull that off?
Yeah.
You are like some cheerleader to my right today.
It's because we high-fived at the beginning of the show.
There's a definite more like...
I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I've got a bun in front of me, a coffee.
Yeah.
It's great. I'm having fika with you while we do our podcast.
Yeah.
Best day ever.
I don't think fika counts if you're working. Well, this isn't work. I mean, let's be honest.
Officially it's work.
It's not.
Does it feel like work? No.
It's not. No. This is not work.
Not really.
You cannot call this work. This is ridiculousness.
True.
Anyway.
Yeah?
Should we cut to a break?
Yes. We need one. I need a bit of a rest. 5 minutes.
Outside of our busy fika morning. We'll be back after with a really great wellness news flash. Don't go anywhere. You're going to want to hear this. This week, we are sponsored by Notion.
Why do we love Notion? Because it brings our ideas to life. It's like having access to tomorrow's tools today by combining all our research scripts and notes into one simple space with the added power of AI built right inside, not a separate AI tool or browser tab.
I used it the other day to plan all our social content for the next 3 months. It's made what's usually a really long, daunting task super quick, simple, and streamlined, leaving us with more time and energy to focus on what truly matters, which is bringing self-care to the listeners and less stress for us.
Notion is a place where any team can write, plan, organise and rediscover the joy of play. And the Notion AI turns that knowledge into action. It can answer any question in seconds, summarise your meeting notes and keeps you completely organised. If you can think it, you can make it. It's become an integral part of our podcasting toolkit and we're calling it self-care.
Try Notion for free when you go to notion.com/selfcareclub.
That's all lowercase letters, notion.com/selfcareclub, and start turning ideas into action. And when you use our link, you're supporting our show.
notion.com/selfcareclub.
You haven't heard about the McCrispy yet? Well then, you probably haven't heard the sweet silence after the first crispy bite either. Go try it for yourself to hear the best not sound you've ever heard.
Wellness News Flash.
Are you bringing us the flash this week?
I am, actually. Mm-hmm. Let's go rogue, shall we?
Okay.
So it was in Vogue.
Oh, Vogue.
Right? Okay, right. And guess who it's about?
Not our very, very favourite wellness goddess herself, GP.
Of course, because who else should we ever talk about unless it's Kate Moss?
What has she done now?
From tongue scraping to transcendental meditation, Gwyneth's elaborate midweek morning routine.
Oh,
ba-dum-bum.
I can only imagine her
if you
routine.
Rolled bleary-eyed out of bed this morning, had a quick shower and hit the road, prepare to feel inadequate. And quite tired. Over in La La Land, Goop founder Gwyneth Paltrow has been sharing snippets of her midweek morning routine and it is predictably extensive. Now, I saw this on her stories. Did you see it?
No, I don't follow her.
It was absolutely brilliant.
Right.
So she put this up on her stories for Wellness Wednesday, I think it was. And she says, I start my day with a tongue scrape and oil pull.
Oh,
what's oil pull?
Okay, so you get like a glob of coconut oil in your mouth and you keep your mouth closed and you swish, swish, swish. And you do it for ages and ages.
What's ages? Like a minute?
No, like 20 minutes or something crazy. Oil pulling. Oh, it's all the rage.
Why haven't we done this?
Because it sounds hideous.
And?
Do you have 20 minutes of a morning to swish oil around your mouth?
What's it supposed to do?
Everything. Cleans your gums, good for your teeth, gets rid of bacteria. It's like a whole thing, oil pulling.
Never heard of it. Okay. How has this escaped my attention?
I don't know. Okay, so she does a tongue scrape.
Right, so what she said was she opened the Wednesday morning with, a few of you have asked me what I do for my Wellness Wednesday. So I thought I'd record it. And here we go.
Okay.
Well, it went on and on and on and on. So she starts her day with a tongue scrape.
Yeah.
Also, tongue scraping, thoughts? I looked on Amazon to see how much they are. We're definitely going
to
do that.
I mean, to be perfectly blunt with you, when I have finished brushing my teeth, I always brush my tongue
always,
at the end.
Always.
And I guess that counts as a kind of tongue scrape thing.
Well, I think
not
it's
official,
but it's a different implement.
Okay.
So she began posting this on Instagram stories early on Wednesday morning, like I said.
Yep.
No big deal, you might think, but bear in mind that done properly, oil pulling, an ancient technique that promises to detoxify the lymph nodes, glands, and even the skin, involves sloshing high quality oil around your mouth for a full 20 minutes.
See?
You were right.
Yep.
Not ideal if you've got places to be. You were also right. But then chances are Gwyneth is a longtime member of TikTok's trending 5 a.m. club.
Oh,
so she must be doing
a.m.
this at 5 a.m.
Oh.
Right. So hold on. Hold right. on. Because it goes on. So she's done tongue scraping and oil, whatever that is.
20 minutes. Let's add up the time.
Yeah. Next up, for the 50-year-old mum and business woman 20 minutes of TM, it's transcendental meditation, in a dedicated meditation chair.
Obviously.
So that's now 40 minutes,
okay.
Right?
Yep.
Paltrow is an advocate of TM, which is said to reduce stress and anxiety, boost brain function, and improve cardiovascular health.
Right.
Note, it's also the self-care technique that inspired supermodel Kate Moss to start her own chapter as a wellness guru with her Cosmos brand.
Okay.
My God.
Thanks for that info.
My sister does TM and she absolutely swears by it.
Okay.
She loves it. After that, it's time for a workout. So now we're up to 40 minutes?
40 minutes so far.
So now we're up for a workout now. I start every Wednesday with dance, says Paltrow, who posted a clip of her powering through a routine devised by her longtime trainer, Tracy Anderson, set to Beyoncé's Lemonade Era anthem. Sorry, energizing and empowering, and all before 9 a.m.
So how long do you think that is, the dance? Let's say another
half an hour. 40 minutes.
All right, so we're now up to an hour 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Or an hour 20.
Okay.
Let's say an hour 20. Because you've got to get changed. There's downtime in between.
Okay.
You're not going to get up from the meditation chair.
And also we didn't factor in the few minutes of tongue scraping. So let's say an hour 20 we're up to now.
I'd say an hour 25.
All right.
Because once you get up from the meditation chair, you're not going to just literally stand up and start dancing. She might have a glass of water.
No.
Or some aloe vera juice.
She would have put that in.
Maybe she had a coffee. And it's too shaming.
Unlikely. Okay, so 1 hour 25.
Then it's into the bathroom for some beautifying using Goop products, of course. Gwyneth applies the Restore and Shine hair oil post-workout, then moves on to her favourite dry body brushing technique. That must take 10 minutes, which aims to boost the lymphatic system and drain toxins from the body and reduce puffiness and fluid retention in addition to exfoliating the skin. Now.
Come on, her legs are so long.
But
that takes a long time to brush up them limbs. But 5 minutes a limb.
But she was also, it looked like she'd gone to some, so she was in a dance studio, was that in her house?
Yeah, of.
So she went from the meditation chair to what looked like an absolute dance studio and she had someone with her. So it must have been a friend or something.
Okay.
And then it looked like she was in some cabin in the woods.
Oh.
Well, that's where she was doing the dry brushing. Now she must have an outdoor shower.
I would imagine she probably does.
Okay.
Yeah.
So finally, she does all that.
Yeah.
Okay, come on, we're up to 125. So that's got to be another 15, 20 minutes for a shower.
And how long does it take to put hair oil through your hair?
No, she just literally put a drop in her hand and went like that.
Oh, okay.
Hair is so broken. She just needs to cut it off. Sorry.
Oh.
No, she does.
Okay.
And so I'm thinking that oil, Goop or not, ain't going to be fixing and repairing your hair. It needs to go. Just saying.
You heard it here first.
I'm just saying.
So let's add another 20 minutes on. So we're now at 1:45.
Yep. Finally, she rounds things off with a refreshing glass of celery juice.
Yuck.
The morning concoction beloved by wellness-obsessed A-listers around the globe. Registered dietitian Rosie Storm previously told British Vogue that despite its wild popularity on social media, it claims it can cure disease or even aid indigestion, but have no basis, in fact. It does look refreshing, though, and she did ask someone who was also sat in her kitchen, not the person who she was dancing with.
Another morning friend
saying, oh, what do you think of celery juice? Mm. And he said, it's disgusting.
Okay, a bit of reality. So we are up to 1 hour 45 before her day has begun.
Well, no, she's also had the celery juice. It's 2 hours.
Now,
it's 2 hours of self-care.
Shall I tell you my morning routine?
That's what I was going to go through. So let's do our Wednesday mornings.
Okay.
Wellness
Wednesdays.
This
is my Wellness Wednesday morning routine. 6:55, alarm goes up. Get up, put in contact lenses. Go downstairs with laundry.
She didn't say when she weed or pooed.
Well, she must wee when she wakes up. That's fairly normal. She is human, surely.
Wouldn't call that self-care.
I'm just saying this is my routine.
No, we want your Wellness Wednesday.
Take dirty laundry under arms. Go down to kitchen. Make youngest child porridge. He leaves at 7:15. Empty dishwasher. Put on tracksuit. Take dog for walk. So the actual getting ready to go out... I don't bother putting knickers or a bra on. I just pull on the tracksuit bottoms and the first sweatshirt
also,
I can find.
But she wasn't telling us how she got dressed.
Yeah.
And she definitely wasn't doing the laundry.
Okay, so all in all, I take...
The dog for a walk.
0.00 minutes for my wellness on a Wednesday morning.
Don't you have a drink?
No. Do that later. After the walk.
Okay.
Come back for coffee.
So my Wellness Wednesday.
Yeah.
I go into the bathroom and I get my tongue scraper out. No, I'm joking.
I don't
have a tongue scraper. Yeah. So I get, obviously, alarm goes off, 6:40, kids up, blah, blah, blah. And then I have to walk the dog before 9 o'clock because I have a 9 o'clock group session, which is my favorite session of the whole week at the gym. So I am out the house by 7:30, back by 8:30, have a quick bowl of porridge, then run to the gym for 9 o'clock, and then I'm back by 10. My day also doesn't start till 11 on a Wednesday.
Well, it has started because you've walked the dog. You've
my working day. My working day.
Working day. Okay. But what we're saying
when
is...
when has she got time to run Goop? That's what I want to know.
We don't take an hour 45 for our own personal wellness routine of a morning.
Well, you say that. I'm taking the dog for a walk for an hour.
That's not for your own personal wellness routine. That's so that your dog gets exercise and can wee and poo.
Well, and also so I can walk and move my body.
But I mean... you know, it's not like, oh, do I fancy that today on a Wednesday? Shall I go for a dog walk? When you have a dog, they have to be walked every day. It's like that just is your life. It's just baked into the morning.
But do you not put that in part of your self-care?
It's literally my only exercise and self-care. So yes, of course I do.
And then I go to the gym. So that's self-care. So I've, you know, I'm not far off Gwyneth. I mean, basically just call me Gwyneth.
Okay, Gwynny.
Nice. What I want to know is what time does she start work? What time does she start all this? And how has she got time for the rest of her life if she's busy scraping her tongue and oiling her hair?
If she is part of the 5 a.m. club, then she's done before 7 a.m. That's before I'm even awake. So if I got up at 5, I could do all this shit and still.
What's this 5 a.m. club thing? You just get up at 5 and do all that?
Yeah, that's the club. You get up at 5.
The thing is,
it's not really a club, is it? It's just getting up early.
Well, you could say that we're not really a club. And that would be a shame.
We are a club because there's two of us. She's not a club because she gets up at 5 a.m.
There's more than two people that do the 5 a.m. club.
Yeah, there's probably hundreds of thousands of people that do it.
I think we should do it. I think we should do a week
of it. Our mushroom friend, he does it.
Oh, you know, there was a whole picture. Okay, I'm going to admit something now.
Oh, God, I've opened a can of worms.
I don't know how... it happened, but I found myself on some complete stranger's Instagram.
Yeah.
They'd basically gone to the Serpentine and the mushroom tea guys.
No!
Were there.
Yeah. Swimming.
I don't know how I found it, but I heard like on his story and he was like, oh, thanks Dirt Tea for the lovely swim in the Serpentine. So then obviously I started just, you know, going into his story and then his story and then his story. And then there it was, the picture of like, there must have been 18 of them all lined up after they'd just been for this swim in the Serpentine.
You did a little bit of stalking.
I did. I'll be honest. I wanted to know if they did it with their tops off.
And?
They did.
Did he do it with just a suit jacket? In the Serpentine, just...
Now, to be inclusive, if you don't know what we're talking about, go back to our Mushroom Tea epilogue show.
Yes. Epilogue show, yeah.
The epilogue show. Yeah. Where Lauren we talk about our ex, but he was absolutely fantastic. And we've sort of been taking the mick ever since. But he was fantastic and he was very knowledgeable about mushrooms.
He was.
He really was. Yeah. And if you want mushroom tea, then I would definitely suggest that you go to their product. But there was a lot to talk about, wasn't there?
There was a lot to unpack after that interview. Should
he
we just
was
leave
saying
it
that
there?
His morning consisted of running to the Serpentine and then praying at the Serpentine and then swimming in the Serpentine and then having a cup of mushroom tea with his crew at the Serpentine.
Don't forget the group shower. Don't forget that bit after the swim. That was an important part of the morning.
Lauren would like to be part of that 5 a.m. club, wouldn't you?
No, I don't like to do anything at 5 a.m. apart from be in my bed.
I think we should do the 5 a.m. club on the show.
What? Why?
Because that's what we do.
I want to be sleepy bye-byes at 5 a.m.
We're doing the 5 a.m. club.
Oh, you are a fucker.
Right. And if you would like to vote on that, then let us know
if
you want us to do the 5 a.m. Okay, let's move on. Let's go on to recommendation of the week.
I'm going to whiz through so quick, you're going to spin.
Okay.
Ready?
Okay.
A book.
Okay.
Once Upon a River by Diane Setterfield. It's like a romantic mystery set in the past. It's full of spirituality and it's about a girl who drowned, but then she comes alive again. Can't explain it. It's quite a magical, mysterious book and I'm currently reading it and I absolutely love it. So go for it. You're doing the TV show this week.
Oh, it's not new. But it is absolutely wondrous and it's called The Beauty Queen of Jerusalem. I am just obsessed with it.
Channel.
Netflix, every spare moment I am watching it and I'm just lapping it up. You're welcome.
Fabulous. Podcast. It's called My Favourite Takeaway. They head into the home of a special guest to share their favourite takeaway exactly as they would normally have it. Guests include Elizabeth Day and James Acaster. Love it.
Is it
love
funny? It.
Yes, funny. Love it, love it, love it. Go for
you
it.
You love anything food related.
Anything food based. I'm
yeah.
all over it.
Yeah.
Got another Cheap as Chips beauty product for you.
Blimey, go on.
You know when we did the brow kit? Well, I found something very, very similar, but less steps. It is Maybelline Tattoo Brow Waterproof Gel. It's $9.99. So it's like a little mascara wand with the eyebrow paste on it. And you brush it
like
through.
It's like a mascara, basically.
Yes, but it stays for 2 or 3 days. Can you see I've got it on today?
Oh, my God. I'm actually going to get this.
It is great. And you haven't got to do the stencil business or the dab business. And it's a two, three day thing.
Well, why don't you link it on our stories later
today? You know
what?
We will link it. We'll link you guys up and you can get it. And we'll link the book up so you can get both.
Lovely.
Okay.
Nice.
That's it. What are we doing next week?
We are practicing. No, we're not practicing. You said here we're practicing breathwork. That is a lie. That is a lie,
I thought
clubbers.
That's what we were doing.
No, that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is our 300th episode.
Oh my God, I forgot our birthday.
Oh. I'm not the best friend of the show. She's got on our birthday. Yes, you're taking me for granted.
It's another feat of fail.
It's just getting to the point where, you know, do you even notice me anymore? Do you value me? Would you even notice if I wasn't here?
No, I just sit here talking to myself, looking to my left.
I'm feeling very, changed, feeling right? very replaced.
It's our 300th birthday. We're going to celebrate.
Well, we're currently not speaking.
I'm not speaking. If Nicole is speaking to me next week, then we'll bring you our 300th episode. Otherwise, you're just going to have to stick with 299, and that will have been it. Khalas,
such a
done.
They
forever.
Never quite made it to their 300th.
They were
episode.
So close.
They were so close.
Then right. they fell out.
Right. If we are still talking, here's yeah. what is coming up.
Yeah.
It's going to be snippets from our old shows, some voted for by you. So thank you for all your suggestions of what you found funny, what you found valuable. And we're going to do a whole mishmash of and a celebration of the past. We're not going to do all 300 shows. Don't worry.
We're not.
It's not going to be 19 hours long.
No.
But it is going to be an hour of hopefully a lot of fun and just, you know, a mark of where we're at.
Look here, read my jumper.
It says J'adore. Token. It's just a little too late now. Token.
Too little, too late.
Anyway, we'll be back next. Hopefully.
Well, we might be back next week. We might not. Maybe see you. Maybe this is it forever. Bye.